Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always, especially when I get a chance to tell you that our good buddy Ted Fishman's back in town, so to speak. He's in the building, so to speak. At least you'll hear him as if he were in the building in just a minute. Ted is a great member of our Brain Trust, longtime member, actually, and the author of one of my favorite books, China Inc., which we have covered thoroughly over the last several years. And we'll continue to do so. We continue to expect him to keep us updated on what's happening in the global race and partnership between China and the U.S. It's an interesting relationship we have there. He's also the author of Shock of Gray, in which he's become one of our demographers in the Brain Trust, and a good one too. He's our good friend Ted Fishman. Welcome back.
So glad to be with you.
Always a pleasure, Ted. Thank you. Hey, Ted, here's something I think I've learned from you, and I've used this term, but I learned it from somebody. I'm just going to say you told me. And that is that China has as many advanced placement students as we have students. Everybody knows that America is getting behind the curve with regard to our technically educated students. Am I correct in those two things?
Well, you are certainly correct in terms of the numbers of Chinese students who go into science and engineering. So China has the largest university system in the world right now. They graduate more university students than the U.S. and India put together, which are its two main competitors. And more than 60% of those are in science and engineering.
And you know where the Chinese are educating their business students?
Well, I know some places
in the United States.
Yeah, I know
they're partnering with lots of schools over here to come here and get their master's degrees, their MBAs.
Well, not only that, there's more than 700 schools of higher learning in the United States that have partnerships. Offer programs inside China.
Right.
Here's an amazing statistic. 1.2 million Chinese students studied abroad last year. That's not just in the United States. That's all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So 1.2 million, that's a huge number. The United States had about more than 100,000 students studying in China last year.
Let's talk about what all this means. Is how what is China doing to focus on education that America is not doing?
Well, it is spending on education in a way that it never has before, and it has the money to spend. So it's in the growth
mode.
Well,
spending
and
ROI. So we know one thing we know for sure in America. We've learned this, Ted, in the last two generations. Spending on education and ROI are not the same thing.
They're not the same, but they're not spending on education is terrible too. So
yeah.
Part of the Asian miracle is how it regards education as infrastructure. So Robert Fogel, the Nobel Prize winning economist at the University of Chicago, tracked how spending on education worked for the other Asian miracle economies: Japan, Taiwan, Korea,
mm-hmm.
and he said if you look at education there, and you extrapolate the numbers to China, China will have $123 trillion, okay, that's a huge number, $123 trillion economy by mid-century.
Wow.
The United States will have around a $43 trillion economy.
Yeah. I've said for a long time that their China's success in this race, in our race as countries, will not be military. And we can't be naive about that, can we, Ted? We can't be complacent with what we have. We were complacent industrially back in the last century. We can't be complacent in the 21st century with regard to the power and the lever of education, can we?
No, we can't be complacent, and we can't freak out either. I mean, we can't mm-hmm. do both. You know, one thing that happens is if we get more desperate, you know, we might become more militarized.
Desperate
people. That's kind of
people.
The traditional pattern is the country that's being passed up mm-hmm. as a superpower usually gets jittery.
Mm-hmm. Desperate people do desperate things, right, Ted?
Yeah.
Hold on to that thought. Ted's got some ideas. He's got some thoughts on how America can maybe turn some of these things around, and I have some compatible thoughts with his, but I also have some pushback that I want to discuss with him coming up after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.